Now, the name Basil Semplis is going to be a household name if he's not already. He's a fellow that has worked out how to put 48 hours into one 24-hour day. You'll hear him call AFL games in just about every capital city around Australia. On top of that, he's hosting the weekend edition of Sunrise on Channel 7 Saturday and Sunday. He's got to get to Sydney for most of those broadcasts. And then throw in the fact that Monday to Friday, he's in Perth on the other side of the country doing breakfast on 6PR. Basil joins me at the Melbourne Cup. Mate, how do you do it?
Good afternoon, Chris. I am exhausted hearing that back, and that's me. Well, I love what I do like most of us do, and I've got a lot of energy, and most importantly, a very supportive and understanding wife.
You'd have to have. How do the kids feel about not having Dad around too much?
Well, they're used to seeing me on the TV, or we make it work, but I'm very lucky. Very lucky to work on those great things and work on this great event. This is my fifth and final year emceeing the presentations out in the mounting yard, and I've got to say, of all the things I've done, this is amongst the greatest thrills. And the 3 minutes either side of the Melbourne Cup presentation is the most pressure I feel all year. Not because it's on my shoulders, but the tension down there, this is even after the race, it is like nothing else I feel all year. It's extraordinary, the level of tension, because everything has to get right. All the dignitaries have to be in the right place. The winners who are going crazy need to be somehow reined in. We need to get all the names right, get the order right. So it's a tough gig in that sense. Once that's done, oh, it feels good.
Okay, what about tips? You've seen enough horse racing over the past spring period to know who the favourites are. We all know that. But what do you think, with a little bit of rain falling here at Flemington, what do you reckon about something that could be 20s or 30s and might be worth a bet?
Yeah, well, look, I like Yucatan, the favourite, but everybody likes the favourites, and that's not as difficult. Rostropovich, number 24, the lightweight, similar to Rekindling last year. It's not quite as long as Rekindling was. It's about $11, $12. There's a bit of value there. Mm-hmm. Carrying a lightweight, similar preparation to Rekindling last year. It has run well in Australia previously, and it's got the same profile. So if I was going for an outsider, number 24, Rostropovich.
I love it, number 24. And listen, I should apologise to you. You know, Gretel, Colleen and myself, we appear on Sunrise on Saturday morning.
Mad.
And we drive you mad, mate, and we fight like cats and dogs, and we're diametrically opposed politically, so I apologise officially, all right?
No, you know, and I know it makes for great television, and your shoes are always better than Gretel's.
That's right, I always try and wear the best shoes. Mate, I'll let you get back. You've still got broadcasting and all sorts of other things to do, but good luck today at the Melbourne Cup, and good luck for the presentation.
Thank you. See you on Weekend Sunrise, and we'll see you at just after 3 o'clock with a big presentation. Good on you, Chris.
Basil Semplis, household name, if you're not already.